On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. On Twitter at Tall Can Audio or at facebook.com/tallcanaudio.
Audio Whiplash only on the Tall Can Audio Podcast Network. Rob's over there.
Hey.
What's going on?
A lot of scratching.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's an itchy kind of day?
Nope.
This is...
It's the casual reach down,
yep.
Grab your business.
Okay. Could you not? You're not on the phone this time.
it's the pants with no button.
This is, where do you stand on the jeans with the button up fly instead of the zipper fly?
Great debate right there, my friend. You're talking about the classic 501s. That is the button fly. Yeah. Levi's 501 button
fucking
fly.
Terrible, man.
Okay. You know what? Hugely accentuates the package.
The package.
Package. Yeah, now, you know what? If you're not hung like a budgie, maybe you don't need that.
I was just going to say, what if I don't require accentuation?
Yeah, well, fucking bully for you then, my
yeah.
friend. I rocked the 501s for
high school.
Quite a bit in high school.
High school, of course.
Yeah, into the early 20s probably.
You don't see them near as much anymore, but every now and then you go in and you still see, and you're like, what the fuck leftover era is this from?
Yeah, and when I don't go in for the punk asses who used to, you know, they would...
you punk ass.
Yes. Clothespin, you know, the ankle up on their pants.
Yeah.
And then they would cut away the outside flap on the 501s
okay.
to expose the buttons.
What are you doing?
Yeah. That to me, you're trying too hard.
Yeah. This reeks of effort.
Yep. I'm gonna grab a handful of the ass of your pants and I'm gonna punch you.
I'm gonna grab you by the back pocket. Yep.
Until there's bone in your stool.
It's a great line, man.
That's just like that.
Let's start with the thing.
Welcome to it. That's how was your family day? How about that?
Well, this is it, man, because
you always ask me and I rarely ask
that's
you.
That's true.
And again, I've fully cop to the fact that I don't care.
Yeah. So what are we doing here? Should we just move along to our topic?
Exactly. Let's carry on to the next thing.
It seems like a very Hallmark thing, right? At some point we just decided, and I get it, we needed to throw down a holiday between New Year's and Easter.
God bless them, because man, the Canadian winter can stretch out, and this year's been a real nutcracker.
For sure. But to put... Well, it's Family Day. And then all of a sudden there's Family Day cards on them. There's Family Day.
I love
Day
it. Stuff. I went skating.
Yeah, okay.
Out on the canal?
I'm not saying don't enjoy it, but it's just, we don't need the cheesy name.
All right. If you loved your family more, this wouldn't be an issue.
Well, here we are, man.
Yeah, that's their fault. They should take a long, hard look at yourself, family.
Be more lovable, goddammit.
Who hasn't said that? Is it Tuesday yet? Because Christ, this feels like a 5-day weekend.
All right. So now that my family's good and mad at me, let's get the rest of the province there as well.
They're good people. You know what? I think by the end of this, you'll all understand. You know that website that says a Florida man, dot, dot, dot.
Love it.
I think we're close to an Ontario dunderhead, dot, dot, dot.
Dunderhead is hooplehead.
Yeah, hooplehead.
It's
yeah,
a personal
exactly.
favorite of mine. Yeah.
Well, there's a bunch of different ways I can go, but they, sure. honestly, they may put me in the list too. Okay. I'm not really sure.
Matt'sbrotherinlaw.com. Don't visit that website. I'm telling you. Some crazy shit.
Yeah. Tried to kill a raccoon with a hammer. Just kidding, people.
It's just good yard
it
maintenance.
It didn't really happen.
I think that was a Florida man.
That was a Florida man. Yeah.
Last Thursday night, we had another example of the new Ontario alert system, emergency alert system in action.
The Amber Alert.
It's not, though. That's why I didn't call it that. They do
showed,
that.
Showed up on my phone as an Amber Alert.
Because it was an Amber Alert. But the alert system is for...
Okay, sorry. How about I just let you speak?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. If Manitoba decides to invade... Or if there's some sort of natural disaster or nuclear meltdown, it could be instantly transmitted to your phone in a very high pitch, piercing sound with exactly what's going on. So let's get all the legit stuff out of the way first. There was a horrible situation in which a father had had his 11-year-old daughter on her birthday. And I guess at the end of the day, maybe you should clear this up. He had her legally on her birthday. She wasn't abducted. She was supposed to return him.
And I've read that someplace that she was abducted. And they may take that as she was not dropped off at the 6:30 drop-off
time. That's my understanding.
She was... knowingly dropped off at a gas station, which of course is what you do. A Mississauga gas station
right.
seems likely. and then she was supposed to be dropped off at 6:30.
Yeah.
And when that didn't happen.
Now it's an abduction.
But now it's an abduction.
Yes. The father was allowed to have seen her, but kept her well past.
Right.
So when that happens, the rest of the family and mom alert the authorities, and they're, for whatever reason, whatever history, they're very, very concerned. Hours later, this Amber Alert goes out, and for clarity's sake, that buzzes across your TV. Most people's cell phones go off now. Amber Alerts have been a thing for a very long time, but they're now much more in your face, for lack of a better term, right? Which is probably for the best. We can talk about that. That happened at 11:35 or so on Thursday night. Within a half hour or so after that, there was another alert that went out that said simply that the Amber Alert was over and that she'd been located.
She'd been located.
Turns out very soon after the fact that she has been located deceased. So, obviously very sad. Not here to debate the merits of that. Clearly, this was a disturbed man who did something horrible to his daughter, deserves to spend whatever time can be thrown at him in prison. There's no way around that. What I would like to talk about is the province's reaction to the Amber Alert that was sent to their televisions and their phones and whatever else, because there has been an unbelievable backlash that seems to be going all over the place, man. I know you don't spend any time on Twitter. It was over the fucking moon on that. But what happened was, at about 11:30, when everyone's phones and TVs started going off, many people obviously had been woken up, and they started phoning. A lot of people phoned 911 and didn't appreciate being woken up. If you're one of those people, you're... an idiot.
You're a fuckhead. Let's just call it like it
is. Sure. You're an idiot. You're a fuckhead. But, and this is where I'll step out here first. it's not like I don't get it. If you're in North Bay, if you are in whatever, hours and hours away, and you don't believe you can be of any help, maybe this woke up your kids. Maybe you have your own condition that doesn't allow you to. You can't call 911. But I understand certain people not being in love with having been woken up. I'm not one of them. I was up anyway. Not that that would have changed anything. I'm watching the hockey game. And this came across. And I'll be honest, it scared the shit out of me. It comes in loud on your phone if you're an iPhone user. A lot of people are saying if you're on mute, it does this or what. It's not supposed to. It's supposed to break through all of that and say, hey, this is a fucking emergency. You're not supposed to be able to vibrate it or whatever. Many people are saying with their phones that they could. Mine went off at full bore despite being on vibrate mode.
See, mine was on mute or vibrate, one of the two. I rarely have it on full sound.
Right.
And it woke me up.
Yeah. I have no problem with that. I do question a little bit the one 20 minutes later that sent the exact same thing back to all these people saying, emergency over. At that point, I don't know what people are to do. I guess you're telling people who may have gotten up and gone out to search that they don't have to do that anymore. I'm not really sure. My problem, and I have a big one here, is the number of people that took the unbelievably low standard of the moral high ground to say all day on the internet today, if you're one of the people who called 911, you're an asshole, and I don't want to live on the same planet as people who are annoyed by an Amber. Shut up. You're talking about a couple of dozen morons who called 911. Okay? You have chosen a very, very minimal standard here to stick your neck out on. We all feel that way. This is a sad thing. The Amber Alert system worked. They were sent tips. But don't stand there now all day trumpeting and beating your own chest about what a great moral crusader you are on something this minimal. Because there can't have been more than a couple of dozen phone calls to complain about this and to say that those people are...
See, I think it's incredibly fascinating that those are the people that you wish to take issue with in this venue.
Look, we all know that if you called 911 because you were woken up at 11:30, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
We all get that.
Thousands
of tweets that went out today about, like I said, can't be more than a couple dozen people, was just, we all get it.
Okay, but you are a Twitter maven.
Yes.
And present company excluded, Twitter is full of fucktards.
Right.
People...
Normally, you would say that about people on the other side of the... I just don't understand.
I know, but...
Mildly elevated sidewalk slab is the high ground you're standing on right now. Look how much better I am. I would never be annoyed about the emergency... Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah.
You're comparing yourself to the lowest of the low and saying, I'm better than that. In many cases,
social
it looked
media,
like,
in a nutshell, right there, ladies and gentlemen.
In many cases, it looked like a lot of people just trying to be a part of something, trying to be, say, I'm taking a stand on this.
Right, but again,
there's nothing to stand on.
Right, but that's social media to me.
Eh.
You want to say what you want to say here, like you and I between each other, and you go, whatever,
yeah.
Right? You get it, and you're like, good for you. To me, I also have issue with people saying, why can't you target this? Why can't you direct this to a certain area? If this is the GTA, why can't you funnel this into certain area codes or whatever it is?
Right.
But the reality is, 3:30 pickup.
Yep. Who knows where you could
be? Who knows where that person is at 11:30 when the first alert comes
in? You could be
in Ohio. You're probably not getting across the border.
Okay, fair.
But you could be in Sudbury or Ottawa, for sure.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Yep.
You could be in Quebec. You could be anywhere in 8 hours.
No, and that's not let me be very careful here. That's not the stand I'm taking, that they should just have sent this to Mississauga or whatever.
I'm not suggesting
you send that shit out. And in small towns, man, people knock on doors and people get up and help you find your dog, right? Or your whatever.
Out your basement if it's flooding.
That's sort of being a part of a community. And it was horribly sad when this thing went across that they had found her. And you're like, okay, because I got the alert. I said, it didn't say in the initial whatever. It just said Amber Alert over. She's been located.
Right.
And I jump back on Twitter and I'm scrolling through. Like I said, because I'm watching the Leaf game. So I'm talking to people about that. And then CP24 out of Toronto comes up and says she's been found deceased. And your heart just sinks, right? Like, fuck.
For sure. And I am not. I still have a Twitter account.
Do you?
That I can't get into.
Okay.
And so you just need to do a search, right, of the article.
Yep.
Right? And there's a pile of stuff that comes up. And people confuse the issue so badly with stuff that is really out on the periphery, right? So much stuff I read today about father's rights and divorces and those sorts of things.
Not the time, right?
And you're like, what are you talking about?
He fucking killed her.
Clearly that guy does not deserve custody. Like, I'm not sure any father who's been in a custody battle does not want to be looped in with Rupesh.
Right.
Nobody wants that, right? Yeah. That this is not the time to debate that.
Right.
The reason that guy doesn't have custody is because there was a possibility of this. And clearly there was other road signs that pointed towards that guy doesn't need to have custody. But that's not the debate for today.
Right.
And this isn't the actions of a man whose heart was broken, or he was a broken man due to custody of loss of his children.
Right.
Because nobody who feels that way does that.
Takes it out on their children. And I think that's sort of my point as well. Maybe I'm not putting it out there particularly well, but we're sitting here today arguing over people who called 911. Yeah, we know they suck. Does that really matter right now? Like, is that really the thing that we need to spend all day on?
Yeah. Well, and my issue only with what you're saying is to me, that is what Twitter is full of.
Okay.
Of people at all ends of that spectrum. There's nobody in the middle, very few people in the middle on Twitter.
I just think we need to be, as a society, whether it's online, whether it's capable of having a more nuanced discussion. Then there was an article that was put out in Maclean's today that said, if you were irritated by the Amber Alert system, you are a horrible person. Okay, that's pretty fucking black and white, and you don't know what a lot of other families may be going through, what other kids might have been waking up, what other medical conditions. It doesn't automatically mean you're a horrible person if this was an irritation to you. It might mean it if you called 911 about it.
Yep. Yep.
Well, but everyone wants to just take this fucking stand, and you need to be able to say, hey, the Amber Alert thing, it worked. Okay. And no one liked the result, but they got tips based on it. They found it quickly. We can talk about whether the second alert is necessary. We can talk about the idiots who called 911 over it. But there's a lot of gray in almost anything you want to debate. And I just don't have time for people in a situation like this that want to stand up, point at the bottom of the rungs of society and go, look at me, I'm better than that.
Yeah. Well, and I can't argue that anymore.
Right.
Because to me, I think of all the issues in this, that's way down the list for me.
Fair enough, man. Fair enough. So I think as long as we're talking about shitheads and their social media reaction, there's only one place to go next. Early last week, we saw video footage of a woman throwing a chair off her balcony of her apartment building, very close to the DVP. And
the DVP or the gardener?
I thought it was the Don Valley, but not that it really matters.
Yeah,
a major
from 40
artery
floors up.
Yeah. And this sort of became a story towards the end of the week when she turned herself in that maybe she was weirdly enjoying the attention. This whole thing was a really strange story to me. I've never been able to even find out who was recording her, like why this was on film.
All right, because, well, clearly it's done what it was supposed to do. To me, this is a social media stunt.
Here I am chucking a chair off of.
Yeah, look at this. And then it goes viral.
Yeah.
Right? And now the police are looking for the other four people on the balcony.
Right.
Because her lawyers come forward and said, this is a young girl who was pressured into this.
Yeah.
Right? You look at the film of it. She may have been, you know, egged on, but she didn't need a lot of encouragement.
No.
And the grin on her face that was ear to ear when she pitched that chair from 40 floors up.
How old would you say she was?
19.
Okay, yeah.
And so then you see her appearing in court, and she's all dressed up.
Yep.
Right? Got the hair, got the big Botox lips going. Right? And she gets in the car, and as she's powering up the window, says, bye, guys, to everyone filming.
Right.
Like, she's loving this, and that's somebody with zero remorse.
So, this to you then looks like a little more just, this is just more of the social media age. Do you think when it was done, and I guess the fact that it was being recorded is probably an answer to this, that it was done then as become a star, or I'm just doing something fucking stupid?
No, absolutely. To me, this is all about pumping up my
YouTube followers.
Yep. Or all that stuff. To me, that's what this is about 100%.
A lot of people not talking about, you know, a chair falling from 40 goddamn floors will kill you.
Will kill you. We'll go through the windshield of a car.
Yeah.
Whether it's the gardener or the DGP.
Sure. Yeah.
It is so dangerous. Now, two of the charges carry a life sentence.
Ooh, fuck. Haven't heard that.
Yeah. So there's just a mischief.
Yeah.
But then there is threat to life.
Fuck.
And I can't remember what the third charge is.
Yeah. And we'll share the article at all the usual places.
Serious charges, though, that just goes to show. Now, I don't believe she's going to be convicted of that, but I hope she serves fucking time.
I don't think she will.
Okay, which is a shame.
Yeah, because no one was injured. And this, you know, goes back our last episode of Tall Can Sports. We spent a lot of time talking about intent versus result, right?
Okay, but
I don't believe when she threw a chair out that she was intending to hurt anybody, but she easily fucking could have and got lucky. And a lot of people got lucky.
And looking at her today post-court, right, She, to me, shows zero remorse.
Right.
She can talk about it, right? And her lawyer can say she was peer pressured into this, all these sorts of things. Nah, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it at all, right? And I've done stupid shit.
Of course.
I've done a pile of stupid shit in my life.
Yeah.
Some that's endangered other people, a lot of shit that's endangered me.
Right.
And at the end of the day, I go, whew, I'm lucky.
Got lucky
I'm lucky I didn't die.
Yeah.
I'm lucky other people weren't hurt.
Right.
But at the end of the day, there's been a pile of shit too that I've had to pay a price for, right? And to me, you let her walk with a slap on the wrist, the grin on her face says, this just leads to more followers, to more views. Check my vlog. Get the fuck out of here. You need to be cornholed with a pineapple.
Yikes, man. It's a hell of a sentence.
There you go. That's how I feel, man.
Do you think they were intoxicated? Hard to tell. Like, there's no clear signs.
Day drinking, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Not a good thing.
Oh, easy now.
It's a fantastic
thing. Yeah, for sure.
I'm just saying it leads to hijinks. Yeah. Is all I'm saying.
Some of us can control our day drunk.
No, not true.
I only chuck chairs off 7th floor windows. Never hurt anybody that way. It's a beanbag chair.
Yeah, and really, the amount of things that I've thrown out of apartment windows.
Yeah.
Totally get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it, right? That there, but...
Never from 40 floors onto a fucking highway.
No. Yeah. Not at all.
Right.
Not at all. So, yeah, I don't think so. In this day and age...
I think she's getting away with it. I think she does not serve a day.
I think she shows up and is charged today or whatever she was arraigned today, whatever the legal terms are. And
yeah.
I think that shit that a judge has got to see that spread across the news everywhere. I think the lack of remorse that we see, and I don't care. Everybody gets in court.
Yeah.
And everybody feels the heat of the...
Yeah. Oh, I'm in court.
Like, of the scales of justice right there. You're looking at it.
Yeah.
And I speak from experience. Right? Everybody gets that. Right? You feel that pressure and you understand. But what you do away from the judge speaks way, way louder.
Why don't we move on to
cornhole pineapple?
Okay. Why don't we move on to someone who's had his own actions blow up in his fucking face?
Who's cornholed himself with a pineapple.
For sure. So the owner of Prime Time Sports,
Bob McCowan.
It's too bad. Really like Bob. It's a different Prime Time Sports, I think in Denver.
In Colorado Springs.
Yeah, okay. Sporting goods store, jerseys, hats, running shoes, all kinds of whatever. After, this dates back to something we've talked quite a bit about with Colin Kaepernick and how he took a knee during the national anthem. And, that led to him being blackballed from the NFL. After that, Nike put him as basically a poster boy, ran an ad campaign around him. And that upset a ton of people who then started burning their shoes on their vlogs, right? And we're going to show Nike that you can't support Colin Kaepernick. So this guy was one of them. He says, my store will no longer carry Nike's tainted product.
My store will also no longer employ people.
Or sell shit. He's going under, folks. The
20 years in business.
Yeah, the Prime Time Sports in Colorado Springs is no more. And I've never seen a more clear case of what happened to a business and how it could have been prevented than this fucking guy who chose to take a stand against Nike while running a sports store and then was not able to foresee that... Oh, Nike's big and we're going to need Nike.
See, I'd still be living if I didn't take that sharp knife and run it across my jugular. I'd still be living. Fuck you, knife manufacturer.
So he's going out of business. And you know what? Guy's got a family. Guy's got a longtime business. And depending on which side of this you're reading articles from, we're supposed to feel for him. But he chose to stand against Nike. And while he started to bleed business, did not reverse his position until he's gotten to a point where he can no longer... And he's saying all kinds of shit about...
Stupid shit.
I can go to sleep at night and I'll hold my dignity.
Are creditors banging down your door?
And this is not a guy that I'm prepared to feel even the most mild sense of...
And
you're an idiot. You did this to yourself.
And I'm with you. I'm with you, Matt. I'm with you. This would be a feel-good story if you went, that's how I feel. And I am, I'm indignant about Nike and the way that they've carried on and they've supported this guy. When he starts to quote the whole Kaepernick and his anti-military stance.
Yep.
Not the deal, man.
Nope.
Be fucking smart. If you are going to risk your livelihood, don't talk stupid, right? Stick to the facts.
Well, and the fact here, for those who don't recall, is that the first time Colin Kaepernick did not stand for the anthem, he sat on the bench. And a military member said to him, hey, I get what you're doing and I support you. It would be far more respectful if you would join your teammates on the sideline and take a knee. And that made sense to him, And that's what he did. Instead of sitting casually on the bench, singled out, he went out and he took a knee on the side. So that came from, and I'm not saying every military member has the same.
Right. Of course they don't. When you employ 2 million people,
right.
You're not going to get a like-minded. It was in protest originally.
Yes.
Of black lives and treatment of blacks by police.
Yes.
In America.
Yep.
That was the deal. The military is a Trump fabrication.
Yes. He's disrespecting our anthem. He's disrespecting our military.
Like somehow our anthem and the military are one and the same.
Right. And so you've seen all kinds of things again, and we've talked a lot about social media. You've seen soldiers who've said that Colin Kaepernick's a piece of shit, and you've seen soldiers that have said, no, I fought literally for him to be able to do this.
Crazy talk, Matt. Crazy talk.
I fought for you to be free to protest. And this is
something for you to say the same shit that I'm saying. That's it, man. Don't talk fucking stupid. Oh, no, don't have a dissenting opinion.
Right.
That's not what freedom is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually
and
is.
And after Ferguson and some of the other violent protests that went on, there was all kinds of crazy white people standing up going, hey, you blacks, you should just find a more nonviolent way to protest. And here he is. Here he is. He found one and he did it and it didn't hurt anybody and didn't. Oh, no, not that. Please don't do that one.
You can't do that either.
Yeah. Fuck. So
could you just go away?
Essentially, that's what was being asked.
Of course it is.
So we bring it back, and this guy decides, well, then fuck you, Nike. I can run a sporting goods store without Nike.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
And his quote of running a sports apparel store without Nike is like running a milk store without milk.
Kind of true.
Okay, but whose fault is that?
Most people would not open a milk store without milk.
I fucking hate cows. Yeah. I'm going to open a dairy.
With rice milk.
That's going to be soy product only.
Oh, I'm out of business.
Wait, I'm out of business. Yeah, and I've sunk. Okay, but to me, this is cutting my nose off to spite my face.
Yeah.
I have zero sympathy for this guy. Zero sympathy.
I'm right there, too. I don't understand what you thought was going to happen here. And you can stand there stupidly now going, well, at least I have my dignity. You're an idiot.
Yeah, but you don't have an IQ level above 35.
You don't have a job.
Yeah.
A store.
Or a mortgage or a car payment.
Fuck.
And so, that kind of stuff goes, I don't get it.
Yeah. Good for you, I guess. Got that dignity.
Sleep well, my friend.
Yeah.
Sleep well.
It's true.
I want to talk about the whole London teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Taking videotapes.
Tapes. Look at this fucking camera. Okay, right. People would have noticed him carrying a VCR.
Yeah, exactly. I got one of those big old shoulder camcorders. Hey, wait. I'm looking at your boobs. So hold on there, sister.
Get this in focus. Yeah. No. There's a teacher in London who was charged for essentially taking secret footage of
students' cleavage.
Yeah, with a camera in a pen.
See, I'm taking ass shots. Way, way more interested.
Can I just say, sorry, this isn't supposed to be what the story's about? We've come a long. We've got a camera in a pen. Our technology in 2019 is awesome, man. I mean, what you choose to do with it is morally fucking bankrupt.
Less nefarious. Come on.
But that's impressive. We put a video camera in a pen.
And honestly, if it's good enough for you to view back later, good for you, man. But let's be honest.
So hold on. The teacher is taking footage of cleavage of his high school students.
In class and out.
And essentially, he's been through a few different courts that will go, reasonable right to privacy here, and one will say not over here. It eventually gets to the Supreme Court and goes, no, that's fucking creepy. You can't do that.
Right. And the crux of it comes down to, ladies and gentlemen, and Matt.
The crux.
You can confirm, deny, disagree, agree, refute, confirm, any of these sorts of things.
Okay.
Take your pick.
Yep.
where you can and can't be photographed or videotaped, right? It's honestly, it's fairly gray, the areas of when I can take photos of you in public.
Well, yeah.
And what constitutes
yes.
private versus public.
So in these same classrooms where this creepy ass guy is doing this, there are security cameras that are recording all the time. Those are sort of deemed to be reasonable expectation, I guess. This guy in the same room with the same people of the same subject matter is taking his own video, and that's not
keeping her nips kosher, secure right there. Like, it's I think what hung him at the end is the Supreme Court deemed it to be of a sexual
yes.
nature, which was not all the way through. People are like, no, it's not sexual. What? Seriously?
What are you doing with your pen camera?
Yeah, honestly. And you're shooting it straight at them. Sometimes it's above so I can get a better look at the
How many
actual...
times can you accidentally drop your pen down Brittany's shirt? Like, at some point, this is pretty clear.
Yeah.
You're a fucker. Right?
Yeah. Like... And so... And again, I don't want to... This is a guy who's supposed to be... You know, you send your kids off to school and you hope that somebody's not taking upskirts yeah. and beaver shots and whatever else of your kids while they're gone.
Yeah.
And you sort of go, I hope for better.
Yeah. Yes.
And at the end of the day, you go, buddy, for the cleavage you got there, there's a, the internet is a fantastic thing.
And is it not weird in none of these stories? And I've read a few different ones on this topic because it was big news last week. Not one of them that I read mentioned these are fucking high school kids.
Yeah.
Does that not matter? Like the fact that you're creepy, it doesn't matter who you're creepy with.
Are you saying that makes it okay?
No, I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying... If you're being creepy and secretly recording people, it doesn't matter who you're doing it to.
Yeah, I'm teaching English as a second language to university age kids.
I'm just saying in general. They said in most of these stories, it said the people on his videos ranged in age from 14 to 18 years old. To me, that very recently would have been the top part of any one of these stories. But this seems to be focused mostly on the logistics of it or the secret recording over the fact that these are minors.
Okay, but
like to me, the minors thing makes it worse, but no one's talking about
it. Well, okay, but everybody's talking about it because what they're saying is it sexual? Is it not sexual?
Right.
Because if it's not sexual, it doesn't matter if they're 14 or 18.
Still feels like that matters.
Okay, because you and I both know Buddy's trying to get yeah. shots of their breasts.
Right.
That's what it is. He's a perv.
Yeah.
So nobody's buying the fact that it was just, hey, I'm trying out my new pen camera. Well, really? No, you're not.
Yeah. Every day on the same girl in row 3, seat yeah. 4 or whatever.
Well, right? And some of them are, as they said, outside of the like in front of the school and you talk and they're up to 2.5 minutes in length.
Right.
Right, and they're... You're using it to go, I'm scratching my ear with it, and I'm sort of shooting down at them. Like, to me, the issue is sexual, not sexual. If it's not sexual and you're just filming students, there's no big deal.
It is, though.
But it is sexual.
Yeah, but even if it's not, doesn't it feel like a teacher filming a student, regardless of the intent, is weird?
For sure. No, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, because I'm fully on with Buddy's a perv.
No, for sure.
Okay, but the thing is, by the letter of the law, it comes down to...
Reasonable.
Sexual.
Okay.
Or not. That is, because it is a public place, as you've already identified,
yeah.
with cameras.
Yeah.
So, because when you start to look at... You are lawfully allowed to photograph and video people in a public
yep.
place.
Yep.
And then there's a bunch of criteria where you're not. But it's vague, right? You can't be nude. It can't be a change room.
It can't be a place where you would reasonably expect privacy.
This is it.
Yeah.
Right? And then you have to... You
so the front of a high school
is
you
fine.
Don't reasonably expect privacy is, I guess, the term I'm looking
That's right.
for.
Right. That's now. Right. You're in a public position place. Yeah. Now, that's why the Supreme Court clearly deemed this to be done for a sexual purpose.
Right.
That's the ultimate debate. We've boiled it down to sexual. He's getting his yayas out, or he's not.
Right.
And clearly you go, yeah, but you know what?
You and your pen camera.
Cut all the bullshit aside. This, yeah. You're whacking off to that at home some other time.
Right.
Perv.
Yeah.
Penalty. Jail time. Pineapple. Cornhole.
Did they say what he's getting?
No.
No.
No. And as a matter of fact, I was looking through. Did it say what high school he taught at?
No. It probably did. I don't remember. Oh,
okay, because I was looking through it and I didn't see it. But I was interested. As somebody who's lived in London,
right?
He was a London high school teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's only, I don't know, eight.
Probably more now.
Probably more than two.
You're old. It's true, man.
It's true, man.
It's been a while.
Sundial out in the yard.
You were in London. You were also done with high school. So
it's true, man.
It's a little weird that you know how many high schools there are.
Jeff went to high school.
There were no pen cameras back then, so
there wasn't. No. There wasn't. But
it
there
had
was.
To be a shoulder mounted. Yeah, this is, this is.
And they were totally willing, my friend.
All right, can we wrap this one up now? Now can we be done?
Well, you run this show, man. This is
if
your.
If that
deal.
Were true,
okay,
this would have been done.
Yeah, right.
The topic could well, go. It's, and it, I was less it, drunk. It,
hey, and it's a happy family day, really, honestly.
Yeah, who's not? It sounds like
who's
it.
Not? Who's
Holy
not?
Holy fuck, man. It's been nothing but attempted murder off a 40-year or 40-story balcony and upskirt pictures and...
Beaver shots.
Yeah, beaver shots. Yeah, we'll title the show. This will be a most listened to episode ever.
For sure, man. Come on, do it. Do it. If you can add cosplay in there or any of those other or you know.
I'm not going to wait for you to find that. We'll just wind this one down. You can give us a follow on all kinds of social media, at Talkan Audio. Hit us up on Patreon.
Hey,
Patreon.
And love your family.
.com/talkan.
Even if they don't love you.
But be careful how you love them.
Yeah.
Make sure they know you're loving them. No secret loving.
Like, no step family. Right. No.
All right, we're getting the fuck out of here. That's Audio Whiplash, and we'll see you.
I am unhappy with the confusing and at times confrontational nature of that meeting. I wanted it to go better. I wanted it to go better!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at TallCanAudio.com or by searching TallCan Audio on your favorite podcast app. Audio a lot, it starts to sound weird.